Dear Ray says, Sonny, you appear to be a decent man. I like the way you do the footy. I disagree with your comments, the lunatics, the terrorists. There's no biblical or Christian or Islamic or Jewish terrorists. They're simply terrorists, like there are lunatics. Islam means peace in Arabic, and one can't be peaceful as a terrorist. 99% decent Muslim population have to go through a lot of crap from these lunatics, and people in general, who out of fear, constant brainwashing from the media, develop hate for all Muslims and Islam. I'm waiting to hear you report and condemn hate crimes against Muslim, particularly women. Well, Sonny, obviously you don't listen to the program. When a Muslim woman was attacked by a lunatic on the streets of Newcastle, I devoted a great deal of time to it. When a young Muslim woman was targeted on a train in Sydney, I devoted a great deal of time to it. And when I hear about it, I do. But this is what I'm talking about, Sonny. And I want to apologise to you because you also sound like a decent person. But we had this morning in the Daily Telegraph, following anti-terrorism raids in Melbourne and the arrest of men charged over an alleged plot to launch Anzac Day attacks, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews offered one of the most peculiar statements ever made by an Australian politician, declaring that those charged were not people of faith. Andrews continued, "They don't represent any culture. This is not an issue of how you pray or where you are born. It's simply evil, plain and simple." The Victorian Premier went on to claim that the threats facing our community, our state and our nation come from violent extremism and radicalisation. It's a threat that challenges us, and in truth, it's a threat that we don't really properly understand. They go on to say, the Telegraph, we might understand it better if people like Mr Andrews actually had the courage to actually describe it. And that's what I did this morning, Sonny, and I make no apologies. I disagree with your comments to call those lunatics Islamic terrorists. Well, what else would you have me call them, Sonny? They have links to ISIS. The front page of the Australian newspaper tells us about those links and how they came under the control of a bloke called Neil Prakash, who, strangely enough, is fighting in Syria at the moment and described as one of the top jihadists in that part of the world of Australian origin. So what would we do? Would we walk away from it and say they're not Islamic terrorists? They are, mate. And what you need to do, Sonny, is condemn them from the rooftop with deference to the 99% of decent Muslims living in Australia. And I agree with you. The vast majority of Muslims in Australia are decent, hard-working people. I defend them uphill and down dale. But we can't solve a problem, Sonny, by being an apologist and closing our eyes, our ears, and pretending it's not happening. We have 18-year-olds in Melbourne and other parts of Australia being radicalised by these lunatics. What you need to do as a Muslim, a decent one, is call them for what they are. Islamic terrorists who bring no credit to you or the rest of the Muslim population.